Today, one of the four U.S. soldiers killed in an attack in Niger was laid to rest. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's funeral service was held in Cooper City in South Florida. Katie Switalski of member station WLRN was there, and she joins us now. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, Lakshmi.
So tell us what it was like, what the folks who that you saw there were like. You were outside the church during the funeral service. Tell us what you saw.
Well, Sergeant Johnson's family requested, very understandably, that no media be allowed inside the service, but you could hear hymns playing outside of the church. Many community members attended and described the service as a very, very emotional one, but still a very dignified send-off for someone like Johnson, who was an American hero. Christ the Rock Church, where the funeral was held, was absolutely packed. Just after Johnson's wife, Maisha Johnson, arrived, she came with the couple's six-year-old daughter and their two-year-old son. It started to pour, actually. Typical South Florida weather, but it only made the day feel even more somber. I was able to talk with two of Johnson's sisters, Tornisha and Angie Gent. Tornisha said she's remembering her brother for his extraordinary personality.
He was a loving, free spirit person. So he loved everybody. He was a peaceful person.
Katie, Sergeant Johnson was one of four soldiers killed in the ambush in Niger, and I understand that his comrades were also honored today.
Yes, his widow, Maisha Johnson, who is due to give birth to their third child in January, was escorted into the service by an Army officer, and American Legion members stood outside of the church waving American flags. There was a motorcade. The family all wore white in solidarity at the service. They all wore red at last night's wake. But some of the people who attended said that there was a big portrait of Johnson inside, along with portraits of his three comrades who were also killed in that ambush in Niger. Staff Sergeants Brian Black, Jeremiah Johnson, and Dustin Wright.
Was there any sense that the political controversy that surfaced this week surrounding the four soldiers' deaths, was there any sense that that was present at today's somber gathering?
No, not even in the slightest. On the minds of all of the family and friends that attended the service and community members, not one person brought that up. No one mentioned it. And the day was really very focused on Johnson and his family, you know, how he was as a father, how he was as a team member, and, you know, his love for motorbikes and, you know, his passions.
What were you told about how Sergeant Johnson will be remembered, what he will be remembered for most in his community?
From what family, friends, his old sports coach, distant cousins, and community members tell me, he was not your average person. His other sister, Angie Gent, describes how Johnson got his nickname, the Wheelie King. You name it, motorbikes, ATVs, BMX bikes. Johnson was known for riding with one wheel. Many others at the funeral today simply describe Johnson as humble. I mean, four people must have used that word to describe him to me. He was one determined and, quote, overloved father, brother, son, cousin, and nephew.
Katie Switalski of member station WLRN. Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.